Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 103 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with the strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're talking about the three things veteran principals know when dealing with the parents' online rant. One of the unwritten rules of education is that the parent is always right. No principal wants to hear from board members that they haven't treated a parent well. However, always supporting parents will ruin our ability to lead effectively. And veteran principals know that when dealing with parents who are going on a social media rant, that there are at least three things that we have to remember. And one of those things is the ability to communicate and diffuse. If a parent believes that they are always right, regardless of their rudeness, they can and often will ask for just about anything. They will demand that Sally be moved from one room to the next or that a teacher change a grade or extend a deadline. It also means that these oppressive parents are getting better treatment and more attention than their easygoing, polite counterparts. And that just isn't right. Unfortunately, these parents aren't shy about complaining on social media. And when this happens, it's time for us to defuse the situation, even when we know that those parents are being unreasonable. And a good first step is to bite that bullet and make the call to the parent. Let them know that another concerned parent forwarded the message to you so that you would be able to address it. And typically, once you've heard their concerns, worked through them, then is a good time to ask them if they mind taking down the post. But you got to make sure that you are communicating and that you have actually heard what they had to say and that they feel that they've been heard. Otherwise, you're just wasting your breath. And even if at the end of that conversation they don't necessarily agree with you, they may see your point of view and just out of common courtesy, bring it down. The next piece that veteran principals seem to know is that supporting staff is key. And when there are conflicts between aggressive parents and teachers, it's okay to consistently side with your teachers. They have to put up with a great deal in the face of parents' complaints, societal judgments, and unrealistic expectations on a daily basis. And if we're treating staff like quality members of the team, this provides them with the value that they've earned and that they deserve. And it shows that we have their back. And if you don't support them in the face of an overwhelming parent, later down the line, smaller things will cause huge resentment and inhibit the ability to lead. And of course, we know that there are ineffective teachers who don't communicate well or appropriately with parents. But in a conflict, that is not the time to coach these behaviors because nobody's going to be receptive. And in fact, this could actually lead to worse parent-teacher communication. In an event that there is a conflict like this and that it gets recounted online in an unfavorable manner, sometimes a good choice is just to ignore it and let it lie. Veteran principals often have a good sense when this would be the wiser course of action instead of continuing to fuel that fire. If you're new, like I am, relatively new, it's always good to run the scenario by a colleague and get their perspective so it's not just you out there on an island making a decision. Similarly, point three, every night has its dawn. Parents will talk crap about the school and the teachers. That's just going to happen. And those are often easier to deal with because it's not necessarily directed directly at us. There will be an occasion, however, when parents will absolutely insult us and call into question the decisions that we've made. Maybe we've canceled a school dance or the end of the year ceremony or something where all kids are affected because of the choices of just a small group. And if we make that choice and we got to stick with it, we feel a need to further explain the reasons for those choices. It's a good idea to give yourself a 24-hour period to wait until the next morning to address those issues so that you're not necessarily so emotionally invested. If you're like me, by the end of the day, you're often physically and emotionally drained. And this is not the best time to send out an email responding to a parent's attack. The tone in an email response cannot be easily interpreted, and it is often read with the recipient's emotional lens, not necessarily with the intent with which we send it. So it's always good to wait until the following morning to write your response. And again, if you have a trusted staff member or a colleague that you can have preview that email before you send it out, that's always a great idea. These veteran principals that I've observed and know seem to know that these three strategies and when to use each one when dealing with parents that are online ranting about school. They know they got to communicate and diffuse the situation as best they can. They know they got to support the staff members who may be caught up in an awkward situation, and whether or not to ignore the online chatter. And finally, if it is a personal attack, they seem to know the best time to wait is usually until the next day to address the situation and to make sure that somebody else reviews it. And these three strategies can help help us make it through a school year relatively unscathed by social media backlash. What are some other strategies for dealing with a parent's online mayhem? Share your strategies in the comment section in the corresponding blog, Three Things Veteran Principals Know When Dealing with a Parent's Online Rant. Just pop over there to howtobeagreatprincipal.com and you'll find the blog there. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and share with your friends. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, again, there are other blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com that you can check out. You don't have to worry about scrolling through Facebook to find some blog posts that may be helpful. There is also an opportunity there to check out my book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. And there is also a place that pops up where you can register for a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute. And again, you can register right there on the website. If you're an auditory learner, you can download more podcasts of the Principal Entrepreneur on both iTunes and Podomatic. New episodes come out weekly, typically on Tuesday or Thursday. And if I'm lucky enough or get enough time or am able to get another education leader to interview, those podcasts typically come out on the weekend, usually on Saturday. And if you're interested in sharing your experience as an education leader, shoot me an email at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join our private Facebook group. Go to Facebook, type in The Principal Entrepreneur, and that private Facebook group pops up. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate the time that you've given me, and I will catch you next time on The Principal Entrepreneur.